All right. So, there's a lot going on in this portion. I mean, there's just a lot going on. What's happening is that the rest of Torah is being taught to the Israelites through Moses. And it's not even all of it. There's just so much of it that, you know, two portions is not going to cover it all. But here it is. It's a continuation, basically, of last week's Torah portion where the Ten Commandments were given. And now we're getting into some of the minutiae of the details of other laws. Now, let me just tell you a little bit more about myself. As I go and as I'm here, I tell about myself as we go. So when I was in college, when I first started college, I was going through the book accounting track. So Mom wanted me to be an accountant. I didn't necessarily, but Mom wanted me to be an accountant. All right. So the first year is bookkeeping, and I really liked bookkeeping. The next year, you start the laws of accounting. And the way they teach you the accounting laws is, here were the accounting laws when everything first started. These are the beginning laws. And then the next thing you hear is, yeah, but we don't do that one anymore. Here's the one that superseded that law. But we don't do that one either anymore. Here's the one we really do. And it used to drive me crazy. Why would I need to learn these laws if it's not the one I need to follow anymore? Well, I didn't stay in the accounting track that much longer after that. I did stick it out for a little bit longer, but it was not my heart's passion, to be honest with you. But after leaving it, I realized you need to know these laws, even though they're not kept anymore, in order to see the progression, in order to see the building up of how the current laws are handled and how we do things in current days. Well, here in this portion, we're getting a little bit of that same kind of thing. You read all these laws and you say, but we don't do that anymore. So, for example, at the beginning, we have all these laws about slavery and how to treat your slaves. Well, obviously, we don't have slavery anymore. Obviously, we don't think it a good idea. But the basics of it, how to treat people, still is there. Even as people who you believe are not on your same level, you're still to treat them with respect. So that is still there. It's that fairness that we learn all the way back from the start, and it builds itself up, and we see that. The foundation is still there. How to be fair, how to be moral, how to be right. And I have to say, in today's society, you know, I've said this before, I see this denigration, this doing away with morals these days. You know, I speak about this a lot. It feels like it's my one bully pulpit that I stand on, but it's true. People are not who they used to be. They have this, I'm who I am, but even more so, when you can't see me, I'm even stronger than I am. So they go on things like Facebook and Instagram, and they'll just post like crazy these things that just, you know, they just want to jump on people. They just want to demoralize people. They just want to talk smack about people. And it's just not right. You know, and we see this creeping more and more and more into society. You know, it's that coworker who's on the phone who tells that little lie in order to get the person on the other side of the phone to do what he thinks the company wants them to do. It's the teacher who tells the kids a little lie in order to get them to do things that they need to do. It's the used car salesman who doesn't tell the full truth because he needs to sell the car in order to feed his family. I just bought a car from Steve. That's not you, Steve. That's not you, Steve. We love that car. But we see it in society, this degrading of morals. You know, and what should we do when we see this? When we see it in our children, or we see it in our friends or our co-workers, and we see what they're doing just isn't good, just isn't right. What's our response? What should our response be even? Is it that we love them enough to tell them the truth? Hey, this isn't quite right, what you're doing. Is it enough to tell them that, you know, as uncomfortable as it is, go to them and say, what you're doing is not quite right. Here at Karen Orr, when you become a member, you become accountable to each other. That's what membership is, accountability. You're accountable not only to the rabbi is accountable to you. You're not only accountable to the person who sits to your left and right, the person who sits to your left and right are accountable to you. You open yourself up to, let's say, correction if you're doing something. And that's the way it should be. Because let's imagine that something happens. Now let's imagine Yeshua is sitting right here. He's a member of our congregation. Do you think he's going to let something go by without telling you, hey, that's not right? Yeshua is a member of our congregation, whether you see him sitting there or not. So we need to tell our brothers and sisters sometimes, you're stepping a little bit too far to the left. You're stepping a little bit too far. And I'm not talking political left or right. I'm talking about here's your path. You're straying to the left and you're straying to the right. And we need to be open to that when someone comes to us, just as we need to be open to talk to others about that as well. You know, when we see ourselves, we have to be careful about what we do and say, especially when it feels like no one's really going to know. You know, I remember when the internet was new, you know, it seemed the norm that you didn't put your real name out there. You didn't put your real identity out there. Well, that's still pretty prevalent out there. And people, even when they put something like their name up there, they don't mind being that bull in the china shop, just bullying their way this way and bullying their way that way. And here's my political view, and here's what I think, and here's what I think. And just stepping all over people. I see that as a degrading of our morals. Where's your respect for the other person? You don't have to agree with them, but we should be respecting them. It's not stepping on them. How about bringing a hand down and picking them up? How about saying, I disagree. Here's why I disagree and why I think you'd be better off this way. As opposed to, you idiot, what are you talking about? Instead of, you know, even reposting things with fake photos, fake quotes. These are just not right things to do. I'm not saying one party is right and one party is wrong. I'm saying people who treat others that way, there is no right or wrong. It's just wrong. So we need to be careful about what we surround ourselves with. We need to be careful about how we act towards others. Because when we read through the Torah portion, these basic rules of decency, you may not see the direct line in today's society, but the undercurrents are there. The basic rules of how you should interact with people are there. So take a moment, read through some of these things, and think and meditate on how does that help me today? Why would Adonai give that to me if it doesn't mean anything to me? I'll bet there's something in there for you. Amen. Amen. Let's do the closing blessing, the Torah blessing. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torah emet v'chayei olam napatekenu. Baruch ata Adonai notan haTorah. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us a Torah of truth and has planted eternal life in our midst. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. Let's all stand.